Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Plans for a new downtown park in Watertown got a huge financial boost last week when the Watertown Area Community Foundation announced they'll be awarding a $500,000 grant toward the project. Watertown Development Company Executive Director Chris Shulkin says a downtown park fits in nicely with their revitalization plans.
Where I come from in North Dakota, that was a main focus of pretty much every city there because, I mean, it is economic development. Downtown redevelopment is economic development. It's a workforce recruiting tool. It's a workforce retention tool. And those are all things that are part of what we try to do when we bring people to town, or if you're a company that's hiring somebody, when you bring them to town for a tour, they want to see a growing town. They want to see that investment in downtown because that's what other cities are doing and that's what they're used to seeing.
Shulkin says Watertown can get the most bang for its buck by sticking money into its downtown.
If you research on downtown redevelopment, that's where the biggest bang for the buck is. It's density. Your infrastructure is already there. The city doesn't have to go out and build new roads. Buildings are already up. So, I mean, there's some remodel costs or some redevelopment costs, but for the most part, it's creating that density, which over the long term is actually cheaper than spreading out and building and maintaining new infrastructure.
Shulkin says public meetings will be held to get input on what this downtown park might look like, but they already have some ideas.
We've talked about a band shell for community concerts, putting Thursday Night Live there. We talked about doing artificial turf, so if it does rain during the day, the event can still happen. It's not going to be a muddy mess. Upkeep should be relatively less than trying to keep grass growing, and if it rains. Talked about creating downtown outdoor ice skating rink in the winter, so it can go right over top of the AstroTurf type facility. Have farmers markets, different things like that. So it's going to be a lot more than just benches and green space.
The park will be located along Camp Avenue just west of a new apartment building that will be constructed to replace the Palace Apartments. Looks like the Highway 212 road construction project in Watertown will carry into December. DOT project engineer Bryce Olson says that's when they hope to pour concrete for a new bridge deck over the Big Sioux River.
We are still trying to get a bridge deck poured on 212. It's more promising. The water is staying down, and they've restarted false work placement. Still looking for that first week in December.
He says once the bridge deck is poured, it'll take at least another week to 10 days to open the highway to traffic.
Depends on the weather, if they can get that barrier curb poured and some temporary tie-ins done, that'll be the next thing. Typically, the concrete sets up or gets enough strength in 7 to 10 days, that we'd obviously have to wait for that too. So
the project was scheduled to be finished by now, but it's been delayed by wet summer weather and high water levels on the Big Sioux River. Governor Kristi Noem says South Dakota's meth crisis is growing at an alarming rate. To combat the issue, the governor today announced the launch of South Dakota's largest, most aggressive anti-meth campaign to date. The Meth We're On It campaign aims to bring awareness to those affected by addiction while connecting community members who want to combat the issue locally. Governor Noem says the numbers point out just how big the meth problem is.
Meth and its use in South Dakota is growing at an alarming rate. In fact, last year we had 13 people in the state of South Dakota die from meth overdoses. While most of the country talks a lot about opioids, that is an issue for us, but by far our largest issue is methamphetamine. In fact, our number of kids that are in ninth grade that have tried meth is double the national average.
The governor says the meth crisis is filling jails and prisons, clogging court systems, and destroying people and their families. Noem says, quote, "This is our problem, and together we need to get on it."
And what it's talking about is that each one of us, no matter who we are, that we're on the case of meth, that we're protecting our family, we're protecting our friends, we're protecting our communities from this epidemic that we see, and that we're all going to be taking some responsibility in battling it and making sure that it's not going to have a place here in our state in the future.
To combat the issue from a law enforcement standpoint, the state has implemented meth task forces in Sioux Falls and Pennington County. Those two areas account for the majority of the state's 2,242 arrests in the first 8 months of 2019. There could be a lot of attention on industrial hemp and marijuana in South Dakota next year. Legislators in a summer study have been working on another industrial hemp bill, while two petition drives have been turned in that would legalize some uses of marijuana. Dave Owen, the president of the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says Governor Kristi Noem's opposition to industrial hemp could be undercut by a vote to legalize marijuana.
The governor's main argument is that you almost can't legalize hemp without compromising your law enforcement on marijuana. So if we vote to legalize marijuana, that takes down that argument and I think clears the path for legalized hemp. We're one of very few states that has hemp as a not legal.
Owen says it appears support for industrial hemp is growing in the legislature.
They almost overrode her veto during last session. They're four votes short in the Senate. I encourage the public to watch carefully because she will veto it. My guess is it will pass and she may get overridden even this year.
Over 80,000 signatures were collected between the two marijuana issues, and those signatures are still being validated by the Secretary of State's office. Mount Marty College officials have announced plans to build a new $4.5 million residence hall on its Yankton campus. The three-story, 20,000-square-foot building will contain 96 beds for third- and fourth-year students. School officials say the new dormitory is on the fast track for construction and should be ready for occupancy by August of 2020. It'll be the fourth dorm on the Mount Marty campus. Governor Tim Walz is urging legislators in Minnesota to hold public hearings to try and break an impasse over legislation to make insulin more affordable. Lawmakers have made little apparent progress in closed-door talks over the past month toward reconciling the differences between competing House Democratic and Senate Republican plans. Their last meeting was Friday. The governor told reporters today that public hearings with testimony from experts and advocates for cheaper insulin could provide the necessary push to reach a deal that lawmakers could pass in a one-day special session before the holidays. Remember, you can get news anytime online on our homepage. Find us at www.gowatertown.net. That's a look at what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.